Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I have one big question about this episode.
Ask away.
What kind of people list their favorite celebrities as Dolly Parton and Guy Fieri? Who says, you know, one of my favorite people is Guy Fieri?
Dolly Parton, we all agree
on. I get.
We get Dolly Parton. She has a new line of clothes for dogs, and they're adorable.
And wigs.
And a Dolly Parton wig for your dog.
I'm shocked that no one has come up with dog wigs before.
No, they have dog, but Dolly.
But this Guy Fieri thing, I was like, what?
You'd be surprised. Whenever, you know, I was on that one
He's
game.
He's so obnoxious.
I get that too, but when I was on Minute to Win It, when it was on NBC, he hosted it before. I think it went in syndication and somebody else did.
I want a jalapeno poppers with a side of ribs.
But more than any other fucking, and I don't mean to spray, but like we both have been on game shows. Literally, yeah. One was hosted by William fucking Shatner.
Yes.
The thing that most people came at me and were like, oh my God, Guy Fieri. People in middle America fucking love Guy Fieri.
I think these women just wanted to have a Guys and Dolly's party, and this was the only guy they knew.
They wouldn't be that clever to think of a guy and a guys and Dolly party. That actually, you just made it gay.
I think they said it though. We're having a guy and Dolly's party. Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that. I don't get the Guy Fieri thing.
I guess
nice.
I guess
smelled like pot. I understand why.
Guy Pierce
like
would not be their favorite celebrity.
Ooh.
That may be a little too niche for them.
I don't mind a Guy Pierce.
Or Guy Ritchie, their favorite ooh. British director.
Ooh, yeah. Guy Ritchie did Sherlock Holmes. I don't know. Shit like that.
Who are other guys?
Guy Pierce.
Guy Fawkes?
Yeah. Remember that movie?
Their favorite.
Guy Pierce and Memento?
Yes.
Oh,
their
Guy
favorite.
Guy Fawkes? Who's that?
Guy Fawkes. British usurper. Their
surfer?
Favorite surfer, usurper, like
oh,
government.
I thought you said a surfer.
We need to move on because like... I'm getting frustrated by this, by having to tell you who everyone is.
Once again, I ruined the bit.
You did. God, Michelle, I'm going to call you soon. Because she would have taken this two more times
you
with guys.
Need someone who's pretentious to get your
yes,
joke. Your
yes,
pretentious
yes,
joke.
Yes.
I know.
This is Below Deck Med, season whatever, episode blah blah.
Season 7, episode 10, Finding the Groove.
Finding the Groove.
Get to the groove.
What I tried to do before I came out.
Yes. Didn't work for me either.
Never really found the groove that well.
No.
Could never find that groove.
I have y'all go to our Linktree link, live shows, and our Instagram and TikTok. all about. Also, you're getting it. It's on the free feed.
Single life.
The first episode season three. Was...
Yeah.
Oh, it's so great, y'all. We're having a ball with that. So check out the single life.
What if in other cultures that the chef's kiss is actually deplorable? I know.
It's been out now. Single Life's been out for a couple weeks now. When this aired. No, Below Deck Meds this week.
Yes, this week.
It's Badoo that we're all over the place.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all, come see us live. We'd love to see you there and check out Single Life.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be beyond fun. It's going to be very fun. It's
I'm excited to go back out on the road.
I am, too. I'm getting it. Now that we booked the travel and everything, I'm ready.
I'm excited to meet people, meet new dick.
Yeah, I think that's what you're very excited about. Your second monkeypox kicked in. Now you're at 100%, aren't you?
I've been craving bananas for a while.
She sure has, folks. Sure has.
So I'm going to make some dick appointments later on this week. Woo! It's weird. It's like my old reliables know I'm feeling it too because they sense a disturbance in the force and they start texting me. And I heard one saying, "Miss you, babe."
Or by disturbance, of, or they're just getting pictures of your red asshole. Angry.
Monkeypox baboons.
They go, hey, sorry, I got to take this. This is Poots. And they're like, oh, did he say just a picture of his butt?
But it's literally, no, I just start sending out vibrations.
Like your bat signal. It's your butt signal.
And they all of a sudden go, whoop, I need to call him.
Wow.
It's like the siren song.
I think it sounds more like, hey! Hey!
But I'm luring them to their death, to their deaths in my ass.
You come here for the class, everybody. High caliber show.
What are we talking about?
Okay, I'm just jumping in because my first teabag is, what is Elevated Californian?
I wrote that down. You can't say it that way. Elevated Californian. They nailed Elevated Californian. Here's what
it is.
Sadly,
I think these people are from California.
They are. Here's what it is. Sadly. This is every bad phrase that we've heard here in Los Angeles. This is farm to table. This is sashimi. I absolutely love anything with nori. I love anything that's...
Food that are tapas that aren't normally tapas.
Yes.
Aren't Spanish at all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything that
like
is...
Like barbecue tapas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Soul food tapas.
They don't even know what these things are.
No.
Part of the allure for this charter is the staff also hates them.
Kyle fucking hates these women.
It's all about talk and how they're perceived and how they need to be perceived on television.
Yeah.
It is. And they also did that thing where it's a very millennial or like older millennial thing where they kind of sing everything that they're doing.
But getting out the jet skis.
I'm taking my meds for my yeast infection.
I got fucked by on my old fraternity.
Wait,
friend.
We sing everything too. But we do it in a less ironic way. Maybe.
We literally have a song
called... Are we basic?
We have a song called The Girth Boat.
But that is a whole other level.
We are basic.
I liked it when they're making Twilight references. I was like,
oh,
what are you doing?
That surprised you? Look at these women. They all want to fuck sparkly
I got
like
lightheaded,
diamonds, Edward.
I'm saying it's just for these people who think they're making, they think they're with it to make a Twilight reference, which that's at least 15 years ago that those books were written.
But that's when they were like teenage girls.
But it's weird that that's what they're... What's wrong with you?
Just had a little coughing fit. I'm fine. Please. When you have cough, I just sit here and patiently while you just hack up along.
I'd rather shame you. Or is they also could... We love Dave. He nailed upscale L.A. chic. I don't know what upscale L.A. chic is.
And you're a pretentious person that lives in L.A.
I know. I go to those restaurants all the time. That's not true. I can't afford those restaurants.
Oh, we cannot afford those.
They're not good either. They're like, maybe you'll run into one of them that's good.
Well, wasn't L.A. one of the first places in the U.S. where, like, fusion food was a big thing? So it's like, now we've taken that so extra. It's like, we've gone so far. What is anything anymore?
No, it's true. We things go in cycles like that. But, yeah, the charter is ridiculous.
I'd rather order Cracker Barrel from Uber Eats, thank you, and get some hash brown casserole.
There's a really great quote, too, where one of their eating fish says, oh, my God, fresh fish is so different.
That made me think, are they not from California then?
I don't know. I think they have been to California a couple times, and they loved the food they had there.
They feel very Orange County to me, actually.
That's true.
Like they feel very Orange County.
But this is just, oh, wow.
Because people from Orange County wouldn't suck on a dick on TV.
No, but we'll talk about what happens when they bring out,
we'll talk about that.
When they bring out Steven later.
Yeah, we'll get that. What's your next teabag?
I keep thinking that is the least dildo-like name I can think of.
It is. I agree. I agree with that.
Because I would probably make a joke that says, I know my first name is Dildo. You don't get it. Never mind.
I know my first name is Dildo. That doesn't make sense.
Anyone else who knows anything about true crime and movies, I know my first name is Steven with the kid who was kidnapped. Never mind.
I remember that movie.
I love having to explain every single reference I make. Y'all, if you even knew how defeated I feel. What's your next teabag?
It's your turn.
Put me out of my misery.
I just want to say, if we thought Jason was someone we didn't enjoy, the fact that he just said, I miss ray guns, tells you everything you need
to know. It's weird. What's interesting about him now is you can kind of see Z and Courtney pairing off. And Storm is also in their clique. So all of this is all butthurt feelings for Jason.
But at the same,
but just agreed. do your job.
But Courtney tried to include him and joke around with him. And Courtney's the type, like, she'll be very friendly. But if you're not friendly to her, she just says, fuck it, who cares?
No, that's true.
So I still think it's on. Jason kind of misses, he says, you know, he talks about, I miss being on a team and I'm kind of the weird one, like. But I still think it's
no.
On
you're
him.
Not weird. You're just boring.
You're
a finance person.
You're boring, and you're kind of a dick.
Yeah, I saw those painted toenails, and I immediately was like, "You're trying so hard."
He's trying so hard.
I want to talk about the DPing of the two anchors, y'all. Sandy's getting DP'd with, and she can't wait to drop two anchors.
She can't wait.
She loves a threesome, but all women.
She does.
That should have been a dildo's name. Anchor.
Anchor. Yeah, that's a good name.
Dropping anchor. Anyway, so these anchors, it is heavily foreshadowed when Captain Sandy goes, we're gonna drop two anchors. I think it's better thing. Two. In a V shape. Kind of like when you hold your fingers up and you do your tongue through it.
Yeah, kind of like a woman's most inner flower.
Wow.
When she opens those stems and shows me that pollen place.
What? Pollen place?
I think Captain Sandy talks about a woman's anatomy in a very flowery, elevated way because she feels like that's sexy for her.
I don't ever want to think about that for her.
Oh, yeah.
No, I just picture her licking her lips before she's about to go in.
That
yeah.
Tongue, granny.
No.
I'm a granny because I used to do some public to love these in my time.
Wow.
A lot of times.
So we're going to do that. And we see at the end the anchors get twisted. Dave jumps in. Storm jumps in.
Dave wouldn't jump in. He's
no.
You know fucking Jason wouldn't do it.
No. And so we'll see what happens next week. It looks like this episode didn't have too much besides the awful guests. And, but I...
Well, it did have a bit of... First of all, Poodle... What three things are you grateful for?
That was so weird to say.
It's what's so weird is Tash can't help but, again, someone I know sitting next to me on this couch about 10 years ago. Y'all, you know when you know those people that can't help but to flirt?
Yeah.
But you know now, you wouldn't keep flirting with Dave because you know he's fucking needy Von Niederstein.
He's a cuckoo bird.
And he's just a ball of hurt.
Too dark, yeah.
She can't help but fucking flirt with
him. She also says, do you need a hug later?
I can't feel sorry for you, honey.
I think it's worse than that. I think it's an absolute compulsion.
It's a compulsion because now guess what? Guess whose boyfriend now is texting her all the time and acting crazy and like the way Dave, it's literally she's just ping-ponging back and fucking forth.
I think she needs to be around when things start being okay, she starts to want to make them dangerous again and dramatic. It is
peace
a compulsion.
Feels horrible to her.
Yep. Not
she
normal.
She cannot be at peace.
So that's why she starts being a little flirty with him. And of course he takes that
so
in a completely different way.
But he's like, hey, well, he kind of does, but he doesn't. He's like, I'll take the scraps and get what I get. And maybe she'll come back to me when the other boyfriend fucks up.
I screamed.
And I was like, and this is we literally just see the fucking cycle.
Wow. It's so fucking childish, too. Like, you don't.
Of her or him?
Both. Both to behave this way.
It's so short-sighted.
Yeah. Ugh.
With this didn't go well. Why do you think this is going to go well again?
I've basically written her off because she's unhelpable. I think she's unaware of her patterns.
Do you feel like this is kind of one of my other tea bags, but it makes sense. So I'm going to go ahead if that's okay. It's like, I don't know how I feel about Natalia starting. Again, this is brewing between them. They're going to have a fight.
Yeah.
But when Natalia basically saying she's the worst provisioner order ever. Yeah. This would drive you fucking crazy.
Oh, this inefficient ordering.
But it's kind of a metaphor for who she is, don't you think?
Well, Tosh and Natalia are very different people.
Very. They may look alike, but they are very different.
No. And if Tosh is 100% chaos all the time.
Yeah.
And Natalia is, I need to control every single
she
element.
She's reserved yes. order. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And Natalia hates every bit of inefficiency, and when she sees it, it drives her nuts, and I guarantee you, Tasha's leadership style has been driving her nuts for a while, and Kyle is starting to get bothered by it. There is a mutiny on the horizon.
But it's also that I feel like someone who's so concerned and over-orders is someone who is so scared of being made an imposter, or scared of not being. It's like the way she is in her world.
And
she
then
has to overdo.
Everyone has to deal. They have to have more welcome shots, more elaborate
it's
things.
Like, it's a codependency thing. Like, I don't want anyone to feel bad. I can't be responsible for anybody feeling bad.
Yeah.
So let me order all the fucking Coca Cola.
It's the same thing with Dave. She doesn't want to be responsible for him feeling bad.
Yeah.
And so she's like, do you need
a hug?
Oh, when she did that, I screeched.
It was a metaphor.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Yuck.
Y'all get that taste out of your mouth. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Jet skis going in the water.
We'll be right
in the water.
We're taking a commercial. Commercial. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies, great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com /realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So, question.
Answer? Probably not.
Did Dave just start taking antidepressants?
He's like a new, or that, or maybe he just needed sleep.
Maybe.
Or maybe he needed to wear a wig.
You know, the wig looked good on him.
When you're upset, you wear wigs, and it does make you feel better.
A wig will change your mood around like that in a 180.
Y'all think I'm joking?
No, I'm not lying.
He's literally been upset, and he's got up and just starts putting on
a wig. If I put on a wig, I become a... First of all, as I say all the time,
this is so true!
You don't choose a wig. The wig chooses you.
It does choose you.
And it's like when I need to put a... When I'm not feeling it, when I have to do a cameo, I'm like, I put a wig on... It's there.
It's so
something
true.
Takes over.
When love takes over. Remember when you
first... Is
that
Kelly Rowland?
I think so. Remember when you first heard that song?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You were slutty to that song a lot. So was I.
If you love Kelly Rowland, you're gay.
Oh, beyond
you're
gay.
Gay.
I just retweeted something she said on Instagram the other day.
You are gee, 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 gee.
I love her.
And if you love Michelle, you are a drag queen.
Oh, yeah.
You're a second level.
Second, third level.
Oh, my God. God, I love Kelly Rowland.
Oh, tonight. God. I think I've had someone finger my butthole on the dance floor to that song.
I think that's included in the rights. That needs to happen when it's played.
What would our mother say that they know that on a dance floor, some guy literally put their hands in her pants and put their finger up our butt?
I think my mother would I think she, it would take her a while. And she's like, oh, I don't know. Do what you do. But I want to say that he is so positive now, and maybe.
I mean, sleep does. He did get sleep, and he's been kind of sleep deprived.
Maybe he just had a moment of just being by himself and not haunted by what he could have for a while. Or maybe he just got a moment of clarity where he just said, this is my job, and I need to do my fucking job. And I need to get out of my feelings while I'm doing my job.
Maybe. But I don't think it's going to be it's going to last, because he's going to get tired again. Yeah. His defenses are going to be down. Tosh is going to like pull him in again.
Or maybe the Wellbutrin that the doctor force fed him and mandated when he had a panic attack or something is starting to kick in. Or some kind of anxiety. He does need to be on meds. I believe in medication. I strongly believe. I take medication. I strongly believe in it. I think a lot more people should be on it. I do think medication can be abused, but I can see him as someone who definitely is in need of medication.
Yeah.
Who cannot regulate their own moods. Yep. Y'all, you're having problems with that. Go see your doctor.
And it is scientifically proven, something people do back home, they'll take the medication, but they don't do therapy. Y'all.
Yes.
Therapy is important.
Therapy actually
it's the second step.
Empirically proven, actually makes your medication work better, and medication helps you have better realizations
yes.
and better improvement in therapy. So go to BetterHelp and use our BetterHelp code.
Yes, way to pimp that sponsor.
Well, hey, love them.
Hey, what's your next teabag? Or did you just
Courtney Best line of the show where she said, you know. Basically, where she said, you know, Jason's always kind of an asshole. Maybe he's a slow learner. 35, maybe this is the year.
God, I love her on this boat.
I love her.
She's going to wind up being, if she's on another season, she's going to wind up being way up there in the pantheon of people who viewers love. She's already pretty beloved.
She's great because she's so well-liked, but also she gets to a point where she will stand up for herself and not take shit.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And according to Captain Sandy, she's basically going to replace Malia next season.
Basically.
Speaking of the all things that Captain Sandy likes, Charles in Charge. Mm-hmm. Cagney and Lacey. Things that she doesn't like, the dark.
No.
Captain Sandy does not like the dark.
No.
You gotta get the guests back here before I don't like this going around in the dark.
Storm. Can you hear me?
The dark is coming. So she is basically, she's like, I don't want him out there after dark. It is true.
Even
it is
Storm,
dangerous.
When he was going back, riding back, Storm said,
"Yeah,
oh, this wasn't a good idea." But
they did start late.
They did. But it's also, this kind of goes in my next teabag. Storm's got to let, this is why I think Storm's going to be a really good bosa, because he says, I'm doing everything. I know I'm doing everything.
Yeah.
I can't stop. And Captain Sandy, she kind of has this moment where she pulls Storm aside and she, I don't know if she used this on her lead her ship tour, but she kind of talks about what leadership is.
Yes.
To Storm. They're sitting there and she looks at, well, I'll just let you say it. I feel like you remember better than me.
Well, what she basically said was leadership is just like that bald basketball coach said in just the 10 of us.
She did. Explain that more, Poodle.
That leadership, like he told everybody in the locker room,
you know
at
what?
The basketball.
We weren't going to do this, but we're just going to do it now. Y'all, we're going to do a below deck med theater. All right. Hello, Captain. Hey, Captain Storm. You wanted to see me?
Your South African accent sounds great.
South African. You wanted to see me, Captain?
Well, here's the thing, Storm.
Yeah.
The minute the sun goes down, we got a problem.
Yeah.
And I can't have these people. It's a safety issue.
Oh, safety.
And safety, just like that time on Just the 10 of Us.
Yeah.
When there was, remember when there was water on the basketball court? Sweat, possibly. I don't know.
Yeah.
So they sweat a lot in basketball, especially high school boys. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Don't have a lot of experience with high school boys.
My sister played basketball. A lot of women
don't care
sweat.
About your sister.
Okay.
But tell me more later on. Do you have a picture? but I will say, that bald coach with a lot of kids.
Yeah.
They all, what are their names? One of them was named Brooke.
Didn't watch this show.
She was the pretty blonde one.
Don't think I was born.
The other was kind of like a porny nun. She wanted to be, she had dark hair, glasses, looked like a librarian. There were several boys, but I don't remember their names. Just remember the girls. There was a curvy one too.
Captain, why'd you bring me here?
Well, I wanted to tell you, but the coach was trying to wipe up some water,
yes.
And someone slipped because no one wiped up the water.
Okay.
And what I'm saying is, get the goddamn guests back before dark. Okay? We're not going to have a problem.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So, it's my mistake because I didn't tell you about it.
Okay.
But,
all right, so you're not going to punish me?
No, but remember, I need you to next time anticipate the things that I don't tell you.
But if okay? you don't tell me, then how would I?
That's part of
Captain.
That's part of leadership. That's the thing. Anticipating what I don't tell you or won't tell you. Okay? Got it, Storm?
Okay, Captain. Thank you.
Okay. I gotta go watch my show.
And scene. They do not have the theme song from Just the Ten of Us on
Spotify.
Doing
it the best I can. Didn't know nobody but me.
They have the fucking theme from Coach.
You just YouTube it.
Fail, Spotify.
Anyway.
Leave us a review on Spotify, though. But Storm is realizing he can't do everything for everyone.
Right.
So that's good.
You got to delegate.
I love that part where she said, even if they mess up.
Yeah.
Because.
She's basically, what's going to happen is he's going to try to do that and someone's going to fuck up.
And then and she's going to blame him.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that she's really behaved herself this season and she's made a lot of good calls.
Yeah.
Because we've got people sometimes coming at me saying, now, why don't you like Captain Sandy again?
This is your first season, you would think she's a pretty good captain.
If you can really experience the messiness, season three is a really shitty season for her where she's basically talking out of both sides of her mouth to different parts of the crew. Season four is perhaps her at her worst. That's the Maritime Law with Hannah, where she's basically just trying to destroy Hannah.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's season, I think, no, that's season five.
That's five, yeah.
But season six, she did some great work in the cuckoo department.
Yeah.
She is a camera hog. She loves to give long speeches about what leadership is. I promise you, hopefully she will not let me down this season, and you'll all roll your eyes and go, oh, she's awful.
Yeah, she's going to get pissed.
Yeah.
We're going to see it.
And it's not pretty. I promise you, y'all, I don't hate her just for no reason.
No, that's true.
There are reasons.
You usually actually love lesbians more than most people.
I do. I love lesbians.
It's a thing for you.
Yeah.
You really.
The only thing we don't share is a love of the vagina.
But other than that, like, you're very much alike.
Yeah.
How much are you like, I'm going to use Kyle's line because it made me laugh, the sisterhood of the traveling pants?
This charter annoys me the way, like, a piece of popcorn in my tooth.
That's a great way
for it. Like, I can't get it out.
And it's. They're not terrible. It's not like they did anything wrong.
They're just
always there kind of sticking you in your gum.
Yeah. And also, you're
glad you had the popcorn, but you just want that kernel out.
Or it's some like terrible pop song that gets in your head that's so stupid. That's what this charter is like for me.
But this goes, part of being a good, I think, especially a lead stew, is knowing like, Kate's good at this, or not Kate, maybe she was, but I thought Katie was good at this. I thought, I think Aisha is pretty good at it.
Oh, she's really good.
What I was going to say is
reading the temperature of the guests.
Yeah, reading the temperature of the
guests. Tosh doesn't.
She's so clueless. And the fact that, like, Kyle is right. I could have told you this is not the crew to put tequila
they're all frows.
In a D-dip.
They're all like.
They're all prudes.
They're all like. They're totally Orange County. I think you might be right.
I think they're Orange County, yeah.
And they're all up for wild things.
Because LA women, we know, would suck that dick and take that tequila.
They're all wild until it's all.
They say they're wild. They say they're cool. And then when push comes to shove, they're like, ooh, no. What are
we
gonna
think?
When
that dildo came out, it was blurred, and those faces.
You could hear a dildo drop.
I laughed. So much I made myself hoarse.
It was
literally someone throwing a dildo in a pool full of children. And everyone
Mommy,
just kind of sits
that?
There and looks at it.
Get away from it, little Jimmy.
Well, it's not even that. It's almost like everyone knows what it is. Like even like the older children know what it is and everyone won't comment on it. and everyone just stared at the dildo, and the ones who weren't staring looked away in shame.
Kind of like when someone commented on Sandy Duncan's glass eye.
Yes, that's exactly.
In the middle
and
of choir concert.
One, one of the more brave women tries to shake the tequila out of the dick. She winds up just jerking it off, and a woman is saying, "No, don't do that!" Because, y'all, these women know they're on camera, and they're telling everyone to watch it.
And they know that people are from their church are probably going to watch
this. Yes, their mega church.
Yeah.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Ooh. Lord, I love to sing your praise. Get up and clap.
Hey, Jesus.
On the one and the three.
And three. And four. He give the in the Trinity.
You don't know any mega church songs?
Thankfully, no. Because they're bad.
I don't think people who grew up in Catholic churches can throw stones.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying I think that Magic Church movie is really hokey.
Here's the problem. They are pop songs that are kind of well-written and catchy. So I don't know if I'd say, are they corny? Very much so.
Yes.
Are the songs eye-rolling? Yes. I think the music, some of the hooks that are written are actually only real-written pop songs. But they're filled with phrases like, he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
It's always the worst lyrics.
It's the disparity between a pop hook and a really corny religious lyric that makes you want to throw yourself out of a moving car.
Lyric. It's a pretty bad lyric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the issue. It's a very layered problem with megachurch music. Or didn't praise know, songs in general.
Didn't know I was going to hit a nerve on that one. Just one word would have sufficed for an answer.
You're never going to get that with me. Sorry.
Anyway, so it's funny because they like even talk like Shelby at one point says, can we have a beer bong? That would be amazing.
They don't want a beer bong.
They don't want that at all.
But that dildo, God. That's a great, it really was like, they all stared at it like it was some, you know, that one person who you bring out, like imagine, let's say you're at a party and everyone else eats like super conservatively, like middle America, they don't eat anything wild. And you just say, I brought out like a big sushi roll with like eel. And everyone kind of looks at it and goes, oh.
Or like Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla when they came out to my grad school graduation, and I thought I wanted to take them to something different, LA.
Yes.
And I thought, well, you know what? I'll just take them to a Cuban restaurant. They can get like ropa vieja.
Which
like,
is beef.
Which is just beef.
Yeah.
On like a tostone or with rice.
Yeah.
Bean. Like, I'm not stretching that much. They looked at it as if they were eating alien food. Aunt Darla said, what's that? I was like, it's ropa vieja. Rope, but what's it? And Aunt Peggy said, what's it called in American? And I said, it's called ropa vieja. And they tried it and they both chewed on it.
Old rope. And that's what you should have said.
Yeah, that's what I should have said. They took a bite and they ate it the way I used to eat my mother's boiled asparagus.
Ugh.
Just like.
Is there anything worse than limp asparagus?
No. And I remember Aunt Peggy said, they got Dr. Pepper here? I said, nope. And she said, all right. And just ate it and drank her iced tea.
Well, that's...
And she didn't like that because it was a weird flavored iced tea.
Well, you have a problem with that, too.
Yeah, it's not iced tea if it's some peach stuff from Nestea.
The only thing I don't have anything else. I think that's all I've got for this episode.
I will say, raise your hand if you're on this couch. If you're that person like Rachel that Aurora claimed, Rachel, well, I saw her once throw up in a red cap, put it back down on the countertop, and then she continued to party.
Me? That's just being in your 20s.
I went,
you go,
Rachel is a poodle. Poodle is a Rachel.
You do a keep the party going puke.
I could never. If once I vomited, no. I was done.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't.
Amateur.
No. Oh, yeah, I couldn't do it.
No, you go out and you puke in the bushes and you go have fun again.
Oh, I can never do it. Once I vomit, I'm done.
Now, these days, no. First of all, I don't don't drink so much that I puke anymore.
That's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah. This was totally FSU. They actually might be Florida because this was where FSU girls, which is a party school.
Big party school. Good music school, but big party school.
Yeah, I went. That was when I I visited and I was like,
You might not have come out alive if you went to that school.
Yeah, and I was thinking about going, but they didn't have as much money to give me as other places did. So, yeah. Well, I wasn't going to go to a place that doesn't give me money.
It's true. You don't do that now.
Just like now.
I wish you would do that with your tricks.
I'm not going to the West Side unless you pay me.
Please. I'd love to do this on a soundstage in Bel Air.
Ooh, I'd have to be on my back a lot for that.
Please.
That's all I've got.
I think that's all I got, too. I just want to say, again, y'all, like butt sex, twerking is very similar. You kind of have to separate your butt muscles from your thigh muscles.
You do.
I miss Courtney twerking.
And you see Natalia doing it, too? They were twin twerking.
They were twin twerking.
Twinerking.
Anyway, yeah, I think that, yeah. Let's see. Why did I write? That was just good. And then at the end, we already talked about that.
The anchor
storm
getting
goes
twisted.
Down, and Jason's like, this is really dangerous.
This could kill him.
And they're stuck on a boat with 11-year-old girls and 22-year-old bodies. That's all I got.
You know, someone talking 11-year-old girls, Kyle.
Yes.
Who is still bereft over one night, one kiss with Frank.
From someone he knew for 2 days, he's acting like Keira Knightley, that her love is gone in some fucking pretentious English movie.
I will ask you to keep the name Keira Knightley out of your mouth.
Fine, Rachel McAdams.
I love her too. But who is there? Is
Blake
there?
Lively.
Okay.
I like
her,
Blake,
though.
I
so
like Blake Lively. Well, basically,
Dakota Fanning.
You don't like Dakota Fanning?
Who does?
I don't know. I don't have an opinion on her.
No one likes her.
Is she horrible?
It doesn't matter. No one likes her.
Come at us if you like Dakota Fanning.
No, Dakota's fan. I've been on the record about this. The best Dakota Fanning performance is her reading the fuck out of Ellen about her birthday party.
Dakota Fanning. I always get her confused with
other
Fanning.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
What did I say Dakota Fanning for? I meant fuck. The one who was
Melanie Griffith's daughter.
Yes.
Dakota Johnson.
Thank you. I'm
what
sorry.
Just
Dakota Fanning is fine.
I like Dakota Fanning.
We just switched places.
Why?
Freaky Friday.
What is it? She has done nothing to me, but I don't really like Dakota Johnson.
No one does.
And I don't know why.
They keep putting her in films.
She was in that new remake of a pretentious British person.
Yes, and that was another reason I despised her.
I need to watch that film. When she comes on screen, though, I just go, I don't love her. And she said nothing to me.
I know.
And her reading Ellen is one of the best things I've ever
seen. That's her best performance.
And I hate Ellen, so I should love her.
I don't know why. If someone can come up with a reason.
Maybe we need to come around and like her, because she read Ellen.
That if someone can come up with a reason why people don't like Dakota Johnson.
And some people think she really fucked that guy from Dorian Gray or 100 Shades of Grey.
What's his
he's
name?
Hot.
He is hot.
So maybe she's a dick pig. Maybe she should like her.
Dorian Gray.
Why don't we like her?
I don't know.
They could make a gay version called 100 Shades of Dorian Gray. That's where he's innovating.
69 Shades of Dorian Gray.
I think you've downloaded that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, that's the show. You can find us all. You know where to fucking find us. We're tired and I'm hungry. I want to go eat.
I'm hungry, too.
I want to eat some rope and vieja now, everybody. We'll see you on the flip side. See you next week. And until then, it's
Anchors are Gay.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale?
That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.